When I was in junior high school, my aunt Mary Laurie Davis, who was a star on Broadway in Bubbling Brown Sugar, she was part of the opening cast on Broadway for Hair and tons of commercials. You couldn't come home from school without seeing Aunt Mary on TV, you know, doing a dishwashing commercial. We don't even own the dishwasher, but she was very involved with the arts. So at a young age, I knew entertainment was there. My name is Charles Garrett Jr. Most people call me Chuck. I'm professionally known as Chuck Garrett. I was born and raised in New York City. By profession, I'm an attorney, but not really practicing after some health issues, but still handling a lot of aspects of the entertainment sports world. And now I am managing talent. Undergraduate years at Howard University, there was a young lady on campus. Her name was Rosalind Coleman. She was in the School of Fine Arts. She said earlier on, I'm going to be a star, I'm going to be a Broadway, I'm going to do movies and all this great stuff. And I had to believe her, because you have to believe. I came back to New York and I was on the subway and Rosalind Coleman was in New York City. I spoke to Roz, she was just coming for an audition, and we sat and met and talked over a few things, and she became my first client. And she went on to Broadway to do several Broadway shows, and Seven Guitars, and oh wow, there's so many. I wasn't too familiar with his music. I just knew he was a, you know, young little teeny bopper coming up, you know, with a great sound. And we know him today as Usher Raymond. And I can remember sitting in the Millennium Hotel in Times Square with his mother, Janetta Patton, who was his manager at the time. And there was a lot of vision as far as what she wanted to do. But then when you spoke to Raymond, to Usher, you know, he wanted to have fun and go to Disney World and do all types of youthful things because he was still young. And so Usher was a great example. I can remember the Grammy Awards were here in New York City and he was nominated and we had a rehearsal session. The excitement from his dancers and his background singers did not quite equal his excitement. This was like an out-of-the-world experience for him. A kid from Tennessee, in the big city, nominated for a Grammy Award, and not really knowing what was ahead for him. My life is still here. I'm still alive. I'm dealing with a major health challenge that most people do not speak about. In August of 2009, August 4th, 2009, I started a life on dialysis. I woke up one morning at the end of July 2009, didn't know where I was, could not conceptualize what was going on. I got myself to a phone, got 911, ambulance, took me to the hospital, and my kidneys had shut down. It's not the end of the world. I'm still here, I'm speaking. And many doctors, including Dr. Mehmet Oz, who you may know from television as Dr. Oz, who I'm very, very fond of, a lesson that was given to me, and we ideally share it. You have to do something and you have to live. We're all here for a reason. And too often people would get diagnosed or are diagnosed and they look at it as an end road or end of life situation and they don't challenge themselves to continue life. So if you think about it, you have to be blessed and thankful for the scientists, the people who applied themselves to make such technology work. So it's like, why can't you use your own lives? Whether if you think you could hum, then perhaps you could sing. if you could write a Dear John letter, perhaps you could write a story or a book. So we just limit ourselves with options. And I found personally since August of 2009, wow, what a life.